In the name of Allah, who's the compassionate, merciful. The first man who in God believed was Ali. To his fair messenger believed was Ali. Believed in God and was messenger's friend. Ne'er could beat him, one in his doctrine. Praise belongs to God, who is sublime in his oneness, and he is with all beings in his loneliness. Glorious is he in his domination, and he is great in his foundations. His knowledge encircles all beings without taking a move or having a dwelling. He subdues everything with his power and reasoning. He has eternally been praised, and so will be praised forever. There is no end to his greatness, dignity, and grandness. He is the originator, resurrector, and to him all things return. He is the maker of the heavens, as well the expander of the earth, and he is the ruler over them. He is beyond all beings, and he is glorified and sanctified. So is he the Lord of the angels and the spirit. He favors all creatures that he has created. His grace is expanded upon all that he has created. He perceives the eyes of all beings, while no eye can see him. He is the most generous, patient, and calm. His mercy cuddles the whole entity. He favors them with his bounty. He is serene in his revenge, and is patient to the pain deserved. He is aware of the secrets, and is discerned of thoughts. The covered are discovered, and the hidden are manifest to him. It is his to hold everything and dominate it. The source of strength is he, and is powerful over everything. There is no comparable unto him. It is he who has created the entire beings out of nil. He is immortal, alive, and is the spreader of justice. There is no deity but him, the wise, almighty. Never can an eye see him, but he perceives all eyes. He is aware of the secrets of men, and is informed of all things. No one can attribute him by means of seeing, and no one can appreciate his being by his concealment or manifestation, but only what the glorified leads us to know. I testify that he is alone God, the one whose sanctity has filled up the whole world, and his light has prevailed the eternity. Without any counselor, he enacts his proper command, and has no alloy in his providence, and without aid, he does his plans and measures. Without an initial plan for creation, he has shaped and fashioned all beings with no help of one, with no effort, no thinking about, and without having had recourse. He has brought the world to being from nil. His will has brought them to existence. Thus, he is God, the Almighty. There is none as a deity but him. It is he whose artistry is solid and firm, and the structure of his work is fair. He is just, he does not commit oppression, and he is so generous that to him returns all things. And I testify that he is God, that all things humble before his dignity, and all are debased before his glory. Everything bows as submission before his power, and all things are in a state of humility before his tremendous and impressive majesty. He is the king of all beings and the ruler of the encircling heavens. He submits the sun and the moon to his bid to move just according to a time limit. He rolls up the night into day. Moreover, he wraps up the day into night, which it goes rapidly, one after another. He is the destroyer of any oppressive tyrant and the eliminator of the rebellious, insurgent demon. There is neither an opponent for him, nor is anyone equal to him. He is the one who needs none. He is not born, and he has not given birth to anyone. There is nothing comparable unto him. He is the unique God and the glorious Lord. He wills and carries out. He intends and ordains. He is all-knowing, and thus he calculates things. He gives life and sends death. He impoverishes one and enriches another. He sends mirth or makes one cry. He draws closer or moves away. He forbids one, then grants him. To him belongs this sovereignty, and to him go all praises and lauds, and he is capable of doing everything. He merges the night into daylight, and the daylight into night. There is no God but him, who is glorious and forgiving. He answers appeals and fulfills prayers, grants abundantly, and counts the number of breaths. He is the Lord of jinn and mankind. Nothing is hard for him to do. The cries of the criers do not distress him, nor does the insistence of who insist bother him. He is the protector of the pious, and the assistant of the righteous, the protector of the believers, and the Lord of the universe. He deserves to be praised and glorified by all those who have been created. I greatly thank and eternally praise him, not only in tranquility or in the hardship, nor in extreme difficulty, but also in peace and serenity. I believe in him and his angels, in his scriptures and his messengers. I heed his commands and obey him. I hasten to do whatever pleases him, and I submit myself to his command, for I am inclined to obey him, and I fear his chastisement. For indeed he is such a God that no one remains safe from his stupidness, and no one fears his injustice. For there comes no injustice from him. And now I confess my servitude to him. So do I confess to the divinity of his. And I carry out my duty concerning the revelation that is announced to me, in fear that, if I were not to execute it, such a torment might befall on me that no one could eliminate it, even though having a great astuteness and his friendship be sincere to me. There is no God but him. He has announced to me that if I do not proclaim to you the fact that concerning Ali has been stated to me, I have not fulfilled my mission as a messenger of God. And God has guaranteed me of his protection against the people's corruption. So God is generous, all-sufficient. God has revealed to me thus, in the name of Allah, who's the most merciful, bountiful. O messenger, announce this message that to you, being sent from your great lofty Lord, regarding Ali and command of Ali, or else then you have not carried your own task as a right messenger of his, defender from reproach of men, goddess. O people, I have not been neglectful about publicizing what has been delivered to me by God. Now, I will explain to you the cause of the revelation of this verse. Gabriel, bearing his command, came down to me thrice from the source of peace, the Creator. For only he is the source of peace. He brought it to me that to stand amid this vast mass and deliver God's command. Now I announce you the colored or white that Ali, the son of Talib, is as a brother to me, and he is my executor and successor to lead my people as an imam after me. His relation to me is an Aaron to Moses is, except for no other messengers will follow me. After God and his messenger, Ali is going to be your conserver, and God has sent down a verse saying, verily your protector is God alone, his messenger, and the believers who pray and pay alms while are bowing down to pray. Surely it is Ali who did set up prayer, and while bowing down to pray, he paid out alms, and always sought the will of Almighty God. And I ask Gabriel to besiege Almighty God, so that he may pardon me from this duty of mine, because I will in you the scarcity of the virtues, but the excess of the deceivers and the vices of the blames, as well who is called, and the deceit of those who insult Islam, those whom God has defined in his book that they say whatever does not exist in their hearts, and they take it of very little importance, while it is of the utmost importance to God. Also because the frauds have always announced me, and have called me, he is all ears, listening to every word. It was just because of Ali's following me, and because of my deep attachment to him, and my fond attention toward him, and because of my approval of him, it was until then God sent this verse down, saying, and of those some annoy messenger and say he is only an ear. But, O messenger, say an ear, yes, but it is good for you, for he listens but to the revelations of God, which is of your benefit. He believes in God, and trusts the believers, taking them all the serious righteous. Surely for them is a painful chastisement. Had I wished, I could name those who use these words, or I could point them out to you one by one, and had I wished, I could lead you to them, but I swear to God that I have behaved gracefully and generously towards them. But despite this, God may not be pleased with me if I do not let you know what has been revealed to me about Ali. Then he recited God's words, O messenger, announce what has been sent down to you from your Lord about Ali. But if you do not, then you have not fulfilled your duty as the messenger of God. Know that God protects you from the annoyance of the mischievous people. O people, know that this verse is about him. So perceive it thoroughly, and know that God has picked him as your defender, and appointed him as your leader. His obedience is bound to the immigrants, the allies, and those who obeyed him in fairness. So is for the villagers and the citizens, the non-Arabs, as well the Arab clans, and for the free men and the servants, for all young, old, black and white, and for every monotheist whosoever. You are bound to achieve his decision and will, and to obey his instructions. Whosoever opposes him is damned, and whosoever obeys him and regards, receives the grace of God. God delivers and forgives whosoever gives ear and obeys him. O people, it is the final of my rising in such a huge gathering. Thus listen, and then obey the words of God, and submit yourselves to his command. For God Almighty is your master and your Lord. And after God, your master is the messenger of God, the prophet, who is at present calling out to you. And after me, according to the divine command, Ali is the master of yours, and the leader of you. Then after him, the leadership will be preserved and perpetuated in my progeny, by his lineage, until the day of judgment, when you come to encounter your God and his messenger. Nothing is lawful unless what you are allowed by his messenger and the imams and God alone. Thus nothing is forbidden to you unless God, his messenger, and Ali and the next imams forbid it. God has stated to me all about permissible and the forbidden, and whatever lawful and unlawful that God has taught me in his book, I have put it all in Ali's disposal. O people, prefer the superiority of Ali to others, for there is no knowledge that God has offered me, and then I have offered it to Ali, the leader of the believers. All knowledge of mine has been transferred to him. He is Imam Mubin, the clarifying leader, so doubtless that it is said, thus we have accounted the knowledge of all things in the exposing book of guidance. O people, never depart from Ali, and do not deviate from his leadership, and do not violate his guardianship. He is one who guides you to the path of the truth, and he himself does all what he discloses. He ruins lies, deceits, and he bars artifice. Never can the reproaches of those who blame, annoy, and bother stop him in his way. He is the first man who believed in God and to his right messenger, who believed was Ali. No one has ever beaten him in his doctrine. It was he who put his soul in danger for the sake of the messenger, and he adored him. It was he who was always next to the messenger of Almighty God, and prayed God along with him. It was no one but Ali. Then the messenger said, Ali is the first man to establish prayer with me. I informed him of God's command that to lie on my bed on the night of immigration. So did he. Bid him I to lie in bed of mine the night threatened Hazrat me. He did with delight. He did sacrifice soul of his for me and away journeyed I dim within of the land. O people, honor him greatly, for God Almighty has honored him. Do accept the bid, for the Almighty God has chosen him as Imam. O people, God himself has set him as a leader, therefore he does not accept the repentance of the deniers. It is the absolute God's will on those opposing the truth. Beware of opposing him in ill will, or you will be caught up by the fire whose fuel is stone and stone men that have been prepared for all the faith rejecters. O people, I swear to Almighty God that the bygone messengers have announced the fact about my coming. Now here I am proof for the whole world on the earth and in the heavens. Accordingly, who doubts about my rightfulness, he will be among the early ignorance, and one who doubts about my today's precept will doubt the entire revelations, and one who doubts about one of the imams, he doubts not one of them, but all, and the denier, it is those who doubt us, will be thrown within the fire. O people, God has extremely honored me and bestowed his immense favors upon me, and know that there is no deity but him. And know that all praise through all eternity and in all occasions belongs to him only. O people, honor Ali, for he is indeed the best of men next to me among you, men and women. This will continue until the creatures exist on land and until God sends his provision to man. May one be damned, may one be buried in wrath, in divine wrath, who refuses listening to my say, or agrees not with what I have just said. Now that Gabriel brought me this news of God, saying, one who rises against Ali and does not accept his leadership, then let my wrath and my curse fall upon that type. It is just for a man to see what good or bad he has forwarded for his next day. Thus fear God, for by opposing Ali, lest your foot may slip after it is planted and found root. For indeed, God is aware of whatever you do. O people, he is indeed the one next to God, and God has remarked about whom in his lofty book, and he has stated about those who oppose him. Alas, negligence I was at neighborhood of Allah. O people, do deeply reflect on the Holy Quran and try to catch the verse's sense and comprehend, then try to observe its even verses, but do not dazzle at the resembled verses. By God, all are deeply rooted in it, and the true meaning and the sense of it cannot be well explained to man, except by this man, and I am holding his hand up. Now I announce that whosoever I am master to, so is this Ali to him master, and he is none but Ali, the son of Talib, my brother, my successor, and my hell, whose leadership's decree has been sent to me from God Almighty. O people, it is obvious that Ali and my pure descendants born in this family represent the minor benefit, and the Quran represents major. Either of these two heralds and relate to another, or they are in harmony with one another. They will not separate from each other until they come to me at the fountain of Kothar on that certain day. Let it be known that they are the trustees of God among his creatures, and are rulers by his command on the earth. Thus know that I have done my duty, and let it be known that I have conveyed the communique and made you hear the truth and brightened you about. Let it be known that it was God's word, and I repeated it on his behalf. Thus, let it be known that, except this brother of mine, no one can be called the Lord of the believers, who is here as a brother with me. And let it be known that, after I am gone, the title of the Lord of the believers is not allowed to be used by anyone except for him. Then he added, O people, who is to you in most privilege than you yourselves? They said, it is God and his prophet, you. So he said, now let it be known that whosoever I am a master to, so is Ali his master. Then he added, O Lord, please love those who love his authority, and be the enemy of one who is his enemy, and assist one who helps him, but do not support one who holds him apart. O people, this is Ali as my brother, executor, and so is he my aid and knowledge keeper, and he is my successor for my people who believe in me. And he is my successor who aided me in the interpretation of the Book of God. And he is the one who will invite people to that. He puts into practice whatever pleases God, and he makes war against the enemies of his. And he befriends those who believe in him, and forbids the things out loud by him. It is he who is the successor of the messenger of God, the Lord of the believers, and the Imam, who guides people by the command of God, and by his command, he destroys those wicked who break their oaths, the vicious who turn away from goodness and righteousness, and those heretic who ran away from the religion. God Almighty states, my word or promise never displaces.
O Lord, thus I say, according to your command. O Lord, love those who love this Ali, and be foe to them who are the foes of Ali. Assist those who enjoy assisting Ali, and abase him who declines to help this Ali. Do curse whosoever disavows him, and send your wrath upon them. O Lord, when you yourself appointed Ali as the guardian, you sent down this verse about him and announced, "Today I have preferred your religion for you, and I have completed my blessing upon you, and I have approved Islam as religion for you." And also you stated, "In fact, religion in sight of God is Islam." You also stated, "And whoever chooses any religion other than Islam, it will not be accepted from him, and in the hereafter, he will be among the losers." O Lord, I take you as a witness that I uttered your command to the people. O people, God, glory to him in the highest, has completed religion with the leadership of Ali. Thus, those who do not know their submission to him and his successors, who are my progeny and born from my lineage and are going to continue until the day of resurrection, their actions will become useless in this world and the world to come, and they shall remain in the eternal flame, so that not a single torture will be reduced from them, and no delay is granted to them. O people, this Ali is the most useful and deserving, and the closest, as well as the dearest one to me. God Almighty and I are most pleased with him. Not a verse of God's satisfaction yet has been revealed unless he is the subject of it. And he did call out to the believers unless he was the first among to be called out. And there has been no verse of praise unless Ali was meant. And in chapter Man,
هل أتى على الإنسان? Has a period of time not come over man? God has assigned the heaven only for him. He has not revealed it or praised anyone but him. O people, he is the helper of the religion of God, so is he the defender of the messenger of God. He is the most pious, pure, and sincere guide. To the straight path to God, he will guide. Your messenger is the best messenger, and his executor is the best executor. So are his descendants the best executors. O people, the descendants of every prophet continue with his discordance, but my breed yet will be perpetuated with Ali's discordance, who are the believers, leader, and attendant. O people, know that Adam was chased away from paradise by Satan with his jealousy. Thus, for God's sake, be not jealous of him, lest your deeds are rejected and your steps slip. Adam was sent down to the earth for a single fault, while he was, in fact, the chosen one by God. Thus, how will it come to you, while you are no other than yourselves? And the enemies of God are
also among you.
Know that no one becomes Ali's enemy but who is cruel, and no one accepts his leadership but one who is prosperous and pious, and no one but virtues believe him. I swear to God that the chapter of Wal-Asr has been sent down in regard with Ali, which goes as, in the name of Allah, who's the most merciful, bountiful. By the era, it is Wal-Asr, that man is indeed at a loss, except for those as Ali, who believes and is first class. O people, I took God as my witness that I have delivered his message to you, and the duty and the mission of a messenger is but to make known God's messages and to proclaim them the things crystal clear. O people, be heedful of God in such a way that he deserves, and try to be honorable Muslims, and then die. O people, believe in God and believe in his messenger, and in the glorious book which has been sent down with him, before we blot out the faces and turn them backwards, or curse them as we curse the people of the Sabbath, the Jews who were to act wittingly against God. I swear to God that the true sense of this verse is referred to a group of my companions, whose names I know, but it is pity I have been asked not to reveal their identity. Thus, behave you according to your heart's pleasure, whatever you feel of love or hatred towards Ali. O people, the light is put inside me by God Almighty, and then inside Ali, and then inside his lineage, until Mahdi, the upright, who shall demand the divine right as well our right. For God has put us as an irrefutable proof before those who are careless and disprove us, who are throughout the world as traitors, usurpers, sinners, tyrants, and oppressors. O people, I announce that I am God's messenger, and before me there were also other messengers. So what if I should pass away or be killed? Will you return backwards? Turn on your heels? For one who turns backwards will not harm God, and God will reward those who are thankful and patient. And know that indeed Ali, and after him my progeny, all from his lineage, are going to give thanks to God. O people, do stop and do not impress me the Islam you have embraced for your own. Such action will indeed damage all your acts, and Almighty God will be annoyed with you. Then he will involve you in the flame of the fire and the melted bronze that is kept in store for you. For indeed, God is on the lookout for you. O people, soon after me, there will come to you some leaders who will call you into the fire. Then on that day of judgment, there is no assistant to rise for their aid. O people, now that both God and I detest such crowd. O people, these men, along with their disciples and their companions and their followers, will be thrown in the lowest part of the fire. See how horrible is the place of such proud.
Know that they are the followers of manuscript. Thus, now each of you should look at his own manuscript.
O people, now I leave to you as documentation the issue of the leadership and the succession and its perpetuation in my lineage until the day of resurrection. I have passed on to you what I have been said to disclose, so that it becomes as a clear argument for those who are present and those who are absent, for those who are here or not here, and those who are born or even not born. Thus, those present today should make this news known to those who are absent. That is, fathers should tell it to their sons until the day the resurrection rises. But soon after I am gone, there will be some who shall unfairly take the leadership by force, then replace it with monarchy. May God damn the usurpers and those who take the trusteeships by force. But, of course, when at that moment God unleashes the infernal fire and melted bronze on you, the jinn and mankind, you will not have a helper to be kind to you. O people, God will not leave you on your own, except he has separated the pure from the impure, and God will not let you know of the unseen. O people, there shall remain not a single land which has not been destroyed by God's will before the coming of the resurrection day. It is for the abjurations and the denials that their inhabitants will have pronounced, and their places will be under the government of His Holiness Mahdi. And God Almighty fulfills His promise. O people, before your era, the most people of the older times went astray, and it was God's will to destroy them all, and again it will be He who will eliminate the oncoming generations. God Almighty, in His book, has stated, "Did we not destroy the despots of the old? So shall we do with the later generations after them. Thus we deal with the men of errors. Ah, woe that day to the rejecters! O people, God has stated me His exemption and restriction of certain things, and I also, by divine command, have ordained Ali the knowledge of it, and forbidden him some things. And thus, the knowledge of ordaining and forbidding remains with him. Therefore, listen to his commands, so that to be safe and obey him, so as you may get on the course. Accept his warning, so that to find the right direction, and walk on towards his ultimate destination. Thus beware, so as not to draw away from his path into the diverted path. O people, I am the straight line of God, whom he has ordained you to follow. And after me, it is Ali, and then my discordants, who shall be the leaders of the guidance, and will guide you to the righteousness and beauty. Then the messenger of God announced, "In the name of Allah, who is the most merciful, bountiful,
Praise be to God, only Lord of the worlds, the source of grace, mercy, fair and force. Ruler of the day, when repayments begin, honor of the day, when the decrees given. Alone you we worship, you only the wise. From you the sublime we ask for the rise. Lead us into direct path of all the roads, the path of the right for repayments you chose. Not of those who were dishonored, neither those disowned by your anger, thrown off the course. And then he continued, this verse has been sent on regarding me, and the imams are appointed and included in it. They are God's friends, and indeed they do not fear, nor will they grieve. Ah, of course, the party of God is victorious. Know that the enemies of the imams are nothing but ignorant, who have been led astray from the direct path. They are the demons' allies, who bring nothing to people but bothering, insignificant and useless things. Now that God in his book has expressed about the friends of the imam, thus, O prophet, you find not a people believing in God, and the last day yet showing love for those who oppose God and his messenger, even if they are their own fathers, sons, their brothers, or anyone from their family connection. With such people, God has engraved faith on their hearts, assisted them with the spirit of his own, and he will admit them into the gardens where streams flow by them to live in forever. God will be pleased with them, and they are pleased with him. They are the lovers of God. Ah, victorious are the lovers of God. Know that the friends of the imams are those believers who have been described in the Quran as those who have believed and not cloaked their faith in transgressing will feel more secure and will be guided. Know that their friends are those who have achieved firm faith, and they have never doubted. Know that the Imam's friends are these who shall enter paradise in peace, in great security, and the angels will move humbly about them to encounter and to greet them, thus, peace be upon you, you are purified, so then enter forever into paradise. Now that paradise is the reward of their friends, where they shall receive extra provision. Know that their enemies will enter the fire, and will hear the moaning and groaning flames, while the infernal flames roars and blazes, they will hear afflicting, horrible cries. Know that God has stated about their enemies. Every time when a nation enters the fire, it will curse its own kind. As the Quran says, until when they have all caught up with one another, the last ones will say about the first ones, Lord, these people have misled us. So give them double chastisement from the fire. O prophet, say, each will have double, but you do not realize it.
Know that the enemies of the Imams are those about whom God has stated as this. When a group of them is cast into fire, the hell keepers will ask them, "Did a warner not come to you?" They will reply, "Yes, indeed, a warner came to us, but we denied any of them, saying, 'God has not revealed you anything, and you are in a gross error.'" Then they say, "Had we listened to their advice and used our reasons, we would have not been among the inhabitants of this hell." After confessing their sins, it will be said to them, "So away with the abiders of the blazing fire." Now that their friends fear their Lord in secret, thus there will be immense reward for them. O people, how great is the gap between the fire and the great reward! O people, God has damned and degraded our enemies, but He loves and praises our close friends. O people, know that I am here to warn you, and Ali is the man who will guide you. Know that I am a warner, and Ali is a guide.
O people, know that I am a messenger, and Ali is my immediate successor. O people, know that I am the messenger, and Ali is, after I am gone, my successor. And the holy Imams following him, his descendants are all of them. And let be known that I am their father, and they are Ali's lineage, one after another.
Know that the last Imam, Mahdi, the upright, is from us. He shall dominate over all religions. Lo, as he shall take revenge from the oppressors, therefore he is the victorious destroyer of the castles.
Lo, he is the conqueror of all the lack of religion and their guide. Lo, he takes revenge for bloodshed from the men of God. Lo, he will assist the religion of God. Know that, upon great measure, he shall seize the divine knowledge from the deep sea. Know that, he shall reward every well-informed by measure of his knowledge, and thus so with the uninformed by the measure of his ignorance. Lo, he is great, and has been chosen by God. Lo, he is the heir of all knowledge, and he seizes upon all comprehensions.
Know that he breaks the news from his God and elevates the divine verses in proud. Know that he is upright and pride. Lo, it is he that the entire authorities have been given to. Lo, all bygones had foretold of his revelation. Lo, it is he who shall remain as an irrefutable proof, for there will be, after him, not any proof. Faith and honesty and light and glint are with him only. Know that no one could defeat him, and those who are facing him won't be assisted. Know that he is the representative of God on earth. So is he the judge among his creatures, and he is the honest trustee of his over the hidden and manifest. O people, I have illuminated you of God's meaning, and made you comprehend everything. And after I am gone,
it is Ali's duty to make you know how to do your duty. Now, after my sermon is ended, I shall invite you, as a sign of your faithfulness, to shake my hand, then Ali's hand, as a sign of surrendering to him and accepting his leadership. Know that I have sworn with God an allegiance, and Ali has sworn with me an allegiance. And now, on behalf of God, the Mighty, Majestic Himself, I shall ask for your allegiance with Ali.
O Messenger, for sure those who swear allegiance with you, in fact they swear allegiance with God. God's hand is above their hands. For any person who breaks his oath, he does harm to his own soul. And anyone who fulfills his oath with God, he will be bestowed a great reward by God. O people, pilgrimage to the house or visiting it is among God's religious rites. So let the pilgrims to Hajj or Umrah go round about them more. Anyone who voluntarily does some more good and decent deeds, God is indeed all aware, appreciative. O people, go and make the pilgrimage to the house of God,
for no one would enter the God's house without becoming free of needs and rejoicing, and no one could turn away from it without becoming poor and abolished.
O people, no believer shall stop at the regions of Arafat, Mash'ar, and Mina to fulfill the rites,
unless God forgives his previous sins. But fate is that when his pilgrimage Hajj is completed, he makes a new start.
O people, upon the Hajj pilgrims, the pilgrims are bestowed help, and they are recompensed whatever they spend. For indeed, God does not waste away the reward of the virtues. O people, journey to visit the house of God as pilgrims, with a perfect faith, and with a great grasp and knowledge, and do not ever come back from such holy land, unless feeling quite repentance in heart, and promising to stop committing sins.
O people, perform prayer and pay the due welfare tax, as God Almighty has ordained you to act. But if a long time has passed, and you have neglected or forgotten them, then Ali is your master, and he shall explain to you what to do. He is the very man that God Almighty has set up as his certain trustee after I am gone. He is from me, so am I from him. He, as well as all those who will come to the world from my lineage, will answer to all your needs, and will let you know whatever you do not know. Know that the count of permissible and forbidden things are much more than I could reckon, and to present them to you in one single session. But only know that the permissible things are ordained to you, and the prohibited things are forbidden. Therefore, I have been commanded to take your allegiance, and that you swear it with me, and shake hands with me, so that I have declared you about Ali, the Lord of the believers, on God's behalf, and his successors who will follow him.
the ones who shall be coming from my lineage, but also from the leadership
and his lineage.
This leadership is designated alone for them, and the last leader will be His Holiness Mahdi until the day he shall meet the Lord of the Providence and Fate. O people, in regard with all permissible things I have guided you to follow, and the forbidden things that I have prohibited you,
there is no change at all, nor have I ever transferred them to other detail.
Remember it well, keep it in your mind, and talk about this subject, and give counsels to one another about it, and try not to change nor transform it.
I repeat what I have just told you, perform your prayer, and do pay the due welfare tax, encourage one another to do deeds which are good, and forbid whatever is forbidden and not good. But let it be known that the greatest act of goodness is to understand deeply what I have just expressed, and to reply this to those who have not been present here today, and to invite them to accept this from me, and to forbid them to oppose or object to me. For this is a command coming from God Almighty and from me, and no invitation to do good.
Nor any prohibition of unlawful deeds will be accomplished or done, unless with the presence of an innocent imam.
O people, the Holy Quran makes it known to you that the imams who shall come after Ali will be his progeny descendants. As I told you before, they are Ali's or my dependents. All are from him and I. For he has put it in his book, thus he assigned the creed of leadership among those who will follow him. I have also said that as long as you seize these two, the Imams and the Quran, you shall not go astray.
O people, take care of your piety, again piety, and beware of the hour of the resurrection day. As God Himself has said, the shaking of that awful hour is a terrible thing. Do remember the death and the divine balances and reckoning in the presence of the Lord of the reward and punishment. Whosoever brings good deeds with him shall receive his share of reward, and whosoever with him brings his sins will not have any share
to enjoy in paradise. O people, you are too many to shake hands with me now. On the other hand, my Lord has commanded me to receive your oaths and words regarding with Ali,
the Lord of the believers that I have declared, and about the Imams who shall come after him,
as well those from my lineage and his lineage. Then, as I already defined it to you, they are my descendants and are his lineage.
Therefore, say it all together. We did indeed hear your word and obey thus, and we are quite pleased and shall submit us to what you have made known to us with respect from our Lord
and from your part about the subject of Ali and the Imams who will be born from his breed. We swear allegiance with you.
with our hearts, soul, tongues, and our hands, that we will live with disbelief and leave this world with disbelief, and so will we rise on the day of judgment. And we will not change it, nor will we transform it. We will not have any doubt, nor will we deny it. We will not let doubts or hesitations enter our heart, nor will we turn away from this oath or break our covenant regarding what you have advised us with the divine preaching Ali, the Lord of the believers, and the Imams who will come after him, Hassan and Hussein, and the ones whom God has appointed to come after them. Thus a pledge and a covenant have been taken from us, and we have done it with our hearts, souls, tongues, minds, and hands. Then one who was able pledged by shaking hands, but if not, with his tongue. And never shall we change this oath, or God may not witness any transformation from us. We shall make this news from you known to all those who are either close to us or far from us, to our kids and relatives, and we shall take God as our witness. And God is sufficient in this evidence, and you are in this oath our witness. O people, what do you say now? God indeed hears every single call and is aware of any hidden thought going on in your minds. Thus, whosoever receives guidance, it is for his benefit, and whosoever goes astray, it is only to his deficit. And those who swear allegiance to you, they swear allegiance to God, for God's hand rests above their hands. O people, now swear allegiance with Allah, and swear so with me, and swear allegiance with Ali, and do swear allegiance with Hassan and Hussein, as well with the Imams who will surely follow them, those who hold ceaseless commands in this world and the world to come. God certainly destroys those who tread on their oath, but he bestows his grace upon those who are loyal and true. Therefore, one who breaks his oath, he abuses his soul. But one who fulfills his oath with God, God bestows on him a great reward of his. O people, repeat what I have told you to do, and greet Ali as a great man who is the Lord of the believers, and confess thus, we heard and obeyed. O our Lord, so we beg your forgiveness, and our return is toward you, and say, all praise is to God, who led us to this, or else we would never have been guided if God had not led us on. Surely the messengers brought us the truth. O people, the virtues of Ali, the son of Talib, with God Almighty, who has counted in the Holy Quran, are certainly too many for me to cite them to you in this gathering. So, you should approve and confirm those who grant you of these qualities, and have the grasp of them. O people, whoever obeys God and his messenger and Ali,
and the Imams, whom I have mentioned to you earlier, will achieve the greatest salvation. O people, those who anticipate being the first candidate to swear him allegiance and to accept his guardianship and to greet him as the Lord of the believers will attain salvation and will dwell in the gardens of blessings. O people, say such a word that it satisfies God, for even if you and all dwellers on the earth become unbelievers, no harm approaches God. O God, forgive those believers who believe in what I have commanded them, and be wrathful against all those who deny, and the heretic sinners, and praises belong to the Lord of all beings.